This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Don Gagne in for Steve Inskeep. Some 10,000 Israeli troops are now fighting across a wide stretch of southern Lebanon in an expanding ground offensive against Hezbollah militants. Hezbollah today struck back with one of the heaviest rocket barrages of the three-week-old war. One Israeli was killed and several wounded in the barrage. One Hezbollah rocket struck occupied Palestinian territory in the northern West Bank. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from the Israel-Lebanon border.
A senior Israeli commander says his forces are now fighting in a broad swath of territory inside Lebanon, the army's widest operating area yet. Ground troops, Israeli Brigadier General Shuki Shahor says, are fighting from the southern Lebanese village of Aida el-Shab eastward to Taibe in a ground effort, he says, that gets bigger and bigger and pushes deeper north into Lebanon every day. General Shahor says Israel now has what he calls six efforts inside Lebanon, each a brigade size or larger, backed by air and artillery. An Israeli brigade can have up to 1,600 soldiers. Some special forces have even pushed north past the Litani River and the former boundary line Israel set up in its occupation of Lebanon in the 80s and 90s, a security zone some 12 to 15 miles north of the Israeli border.
The purpose and the mission is to hold the terrain around, sometimes to bypass the built-up area and to continue further north. And few of our forces are already along the red line of the former security zone, and some of them are even beyond that.
The Israeli cabinet has given the green light for forces to push north to the Litani River, but the ground objective for now, it seems, is to clear Hezbollah from as wide a border area in the south as possible to pave the way for any potential international peacekeeping force. And holding the area in this current ground push, General Shahor concedes, doesn't mean fully controlling villages and towns. Some analysts worry that Israel, eager to show progress after 3 weeks of very tough fighting, risks bypassing too many built-up areas and leaving Hezbollah fighters entrenched to fight another day. General Shahor insists the ground forces are balancing a speedy ground push with robust efforts to root out Hezbollah.
Sometimes you run to some lines and then you clean from the front to the rear. Some other places, we go systematically from the south to the north and try to capture as much Hezbollah as possible. In this operation, we are making a combination of these two capabilities.
By all accounts, Hezbollah militants continue to put up fierce resistance. Israeli infantry backed by tanks and air power battled Hezbollah near Aita al-Shab and at least three other southern villages Tuesday, 4 to 5 miles inside Lebanon. The army says Hezbollah fired machine guns, mortar rounds, and anti-tank missiles at advancing Israeli forces. Three Israeli soldiers and an unknown number of Hezbollah fighters were killed near Aida al-Shab. Today, there's been more ground fighting in at least five villages. Israeli commanders say so far they've killed 250 to 300 of Hezbollah's estimated 3,000 fighters. General Shahor concedes it's been tough going against the shadowy guerrillas.
Not because they are Rambos, but just because they are spread in so big distances between all the teams, very hard to identify, very hard to know where are they, and very hard to hit them and not to hit innocent population that they use them to put sometimes the launchers, sometimes the rockets, and sometimes themselves.
Overnight, Israel launched its northernmost strike into Lebanon as special forces inserted by helicopter attacked Hezbollah fighters near Baalbek in northeastern Lebanon. And today, after a relative lull of 2 days, Hezbollah launched one of the largest barrages of rockets into Israel. A man riding his bike on a kibbutz near Nahariya was killed. Seven other Israelis were injured in separate attacks across the north. Eric Westervelt, NPR News on the Israel-Lebanon border.